Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Fox, and I'm inviting you to subscribe to my weekly devotional blog and monthly update to receive free faith-building resources by email. Go to my website, gracefox.com, and subscribe there. And now, after the short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Psalm 23:3.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Today's Bible verse is Psalm 23:3. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Years ago, I found an old dresser in an abandoned storage room. Its white paint was cracked and scuffed, and its knobs were broken. It had certainly seen better days, but I saw its potential. So I took it home and invested money, time, and energy into restoring it. I stripped the paint and several layers of finish underneath it. Then I sanded it and rubbed Swedish oil into its wood. I even replaced the knobs. It was a long process, but my efforts transformed this little piece of furniture. Once a cast-off, it now served a useful purpose in my dining room, holding tablecloths and tea towels and such. Years later, I moved it into my daughter's bedroom, where it held little girl clothes. And when my girls left home, that dresser served a new purpose in our guest bedroom. My experience with that quaint little dresser reminds me of God's restorative work in us. In the original Hebrew language, the word restore in today's verse means to turn back, to return, and to refresh. It's the same root from which we get the word for repent, which means to turn back from going our own way to following the Lord. Its tense indicates a strong, ongoing action, but we're not the ones doing that action. We don't restore ourselves. The Lord does that work in us. The Hebrew word for soul denotes our innermost spiritual, mental, and emotional being. It's the core of who we are. When we put these words together, He restores my soul, they tell us that God is constantly working to refresh us and bring us back to a place of spiritual health and well-being. It seems that David had two streams of thought in mind when he penned these words. First, God restores our soul from sin. In Psalm 32:3-4, David described the condition of his soul after having abused his power as king and committing adultery with Bathsheba. He wrote, "For when I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. Your strength was dried up as by the heat of summer." God began his restorative work in David's life by convicting him of sin. David responded by confessing his wrongdoing and taking responsibility for his actions, and thus began a painful process that included the death of David and Bathsheba's infant son. But over time, God's work in David's life restored his soul to spiritual vitality. In Psalm 32, he wrote, "Blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord counts no iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. God restored David's soul from sin, and he does the same thing for us. He begins the process by placing his heavy hand of conviction on us for attitudes and actions that fall short of his holy standard. He strips away the old, those layers of pride, jealousy, envy, selfishness, and more. The process is not pleasant, but it is necessary for our soul to return to a place of joy and for the beauty of Christ to be seen in us. Second, God restores our soul amidst stress. David knew all about that too. He'd run for his life from King Saul. He'd hidden in caves and suffered from thirst and hunger. He'd experienced the death of his best friend and his infant son. He had moments and seasons when he'd had enough. That's when he wrote words like the ones in Psalm 55, 4-8. My heart is in anguish within me. The terrors of death have fallen upon me. Fear and trembling come upon me, and horror overwhelms me. And I say, oh, that I had wings like a dove. I would fly away and be at rest. Yes, I would wander far away. I would lodge in the wilderness. I would hurry to find a shelter from the raging wind and tempest. In Psalm 42:11, he cried out, why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me? Cast is a shepherd's term for a sheep that is rolled onto its back and is unable to help itself get up. The animal, now in a vulnerable position to its enemies, panics and begins to kick. But that only makes matters worse. Gases build up in the sheep's rumen and cut off blood circulation to its legs. When the shepherd finds it, he rolls the animal onto its side to relieve the gas pressure. Often he straddles the animal between his legs and massages its limbs to get circulation going again. His intervention restores the animal's health and vitality. Sometimes we grow weary under the weight of difficult circumstances, and we end up in a posture that makes us vulnerable to the enemies of self-pity, fear, distress, and doubts about God's intent toward us. We lose heart, and our soul becomes cast down within us. We kick and flail and whine and complain, but that does nothing to fix the problem or calm us. Our good shepherd sees us in that place and comes to restore us. He sends encouragement when we need it most through a worship song or a Bible promise or through a friend's encouraging text. He comes alongside and picks us up and holds us close to his heart. He reminds us of truth and he gives us fresh courage and strength to persevere. I invested time, energy, and money into rescuing and restoring that little dresser into a beautiful, useful piece of furniture. But you, my friend, are much more valuable than it. Jesus has invested his very life in you. He knows the condition of your soul and what's needed to restore it from sin and from stress. He wants to bring it, to bring you to a place of spiritual health and beauty and vitality. Will you let him do his restorative work? And will you trust him in the process? Let's pray. Father God, our good shepherd, thank you for caring for the condition of our soul. You know when sin and stress have left us in a place of distress and vulnerability to our enemies, and you love us too much to leave us there. Please do your good work in us. Remove anything from our lives that hides your beauty and bring us back to a place of spiritual health and vitality. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Chris. Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Are you concerned about tensions in the Middle East? Do you wonder where we're currently at in the biblical timeline? Are we really in the last days? Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Carl Muller with the Inside the Epicenter podcast. Every week, my co-host, best-selling author Joel Rosenberg, and I answer those questions and more. You'll hear inside knowledge of our meetings with leaders at the highest levels of government in the U.S., Israel, and the Middle East, equipping you to filter the news with biblically sound insights. Find Inside the Epicenter on your favorite podcast app or go to joshuafund.com to listen and subscribe.